Welcome to the Market Minute podcast with Jason Katz, a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. I am Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate and host for our podcast. So let's get into it, Jason. On Friday, the Department of Justice served the Fed Reserve for criminal indictment over a testimony concerning renovations for the Federal Reserve office building. But then flash to Monday morning, futures are down. What do you make of this market reaction? Do you think it has legs?
So Jordan, I understand why investors would be in a tizzy about this, because it's really not about inflation this morning or the next Fed rate cut. It's about Fed independence. And when investors start questioning whether monetary policy is influenced by politics or legal pressure, they demand a higher risk premium, whether that's lower stocks or a weaker dollar or higher interest rates, a flight to safety in terms of safe havens like gold. That all being said, the bond market, which is the ultimate arbiter, is really holding in there this morning. And that's because the bond participants recognize that the Fed has already begun the path of cutting rates. That's the path of least resistance here. They're already engaging in quantitative easing. And Captain Obvious here, everyone knows the next Fed chair, whether it's Kevin Hassett, Kevin Warsh, is very likely to be dovish. So the bottom line is, I think the markets will look through this in short order and get back to business.
Got it. So you're expecting more of this short-term reaction. Let's talk about 2026. You're saying this is the year of the everything but the Mag 7 rally. Tell us why you think that.
Well, you look at through Friday, the Russell 2000 is up, 6% to start the year. You have materials up 8.5, industrials 5.5, energy up 2.5. But guess what? Technology is flat. So everyone for the last decade has been focusing on big tech and more recently the Mag 7. But the real opportunity may be everything else. And that's because one, the Mag 7 may be great companies, but they're trading at nearly 3 times the valuation of the rest of the market. Secondly, earnings are broadening. You're seeing improvement in profits as a result of infrastructure, reshoring, steady consumer demand, and it's happening with industrials and materials and banks and cyclicals. Third, rate cuts, which are forthcoming, disproportionately help these rate-sensitive parts of the market. And then lastly, AI is moving beyond big tech. The real monetization is happening in traditional everyday companies that are using AI to cut costs and boost productivity and to expand margins. So I am not implying that one wants to abandon the Mag 7, right-size it, hold it, earnings will grow into those valuations, but at the margin, you want to incrementally overweight some of these areas that have begun to really start to catch up. And I think we're in the early innings, Jordan.
Exactly, Jason. That's why diversification is so important to our clients and why we advise clients to be well broadened out in the market.
Well, diversification hasn't worked in recent years, but it's time tested and now's the time to lean into it.
Exactly. Well, Jason, thank you so much. That was the Market in a Minute. To our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in and hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.